Yeah, all I can say that there's a delegation that is led by the President of the Commission, His Excellency James Victor Gbeho, and including very senior officials of the Commission, as well as deputy ministers of from Ghana and Sierra Leone, who are here. We're here till about Friday to discuss with Chinese leaders and private and public sector operators on how we can strengthen economic and trade relations. Particularly, we're trying to look for how we can infuse significant investment into the infrastructure sector, the agriculture sector, and industrial sector. If you look at the fact that you have to look at that against the background of the fact that almost 12 or so of the member states qualify for least developed by the indices of the UNDP, which means that a high percentage of the population live on less than $1 a day. So you can see the level of pervasive poverty that we're talking about here. And for us in ECOWAS, we're trying to see if we can stimulate additional investment for now from China, China private and public sectors, into Africa sectors so that they can help boost our economies, and then we can stimulate development. Through that, we can also pull ourselves out of poverty. So that is the whole essence of the week-long visit here.
How beneficial will this be for the citizens of West Africa in general?
Yeah, very, very, very beneficial. We're here to talk about, for example, we're here to talk about infrastructure development, the expansion of the Lugi Airport in Sierra Leone, for example, the expansion of the Bumbuna Water Project in Sierra Leone, road projects there in Sierra Leone. You know, Sierra Leone has just come out of conflict not quite long ago, and there are quite some challenges relating to trying to rehabilitate the infrastructure, trying to put the country back on the route of development by providing those infrastructure that will stimulate. There are also issues of a water project in Togo and a road project in Ghana. There are also investments in Nigeria. So there are also the issue of an investment that ECOWAS is hoping to attract from the Chinese private sector in the agriculture in Cote d'Ivoire. So there's quite a big basket containing projects, critical projects in member states that we think are quite important for us to, within the context of our regional integration effort, which we think will help us pull our people out of poverty.
Some groups have expressed concern about Chinese investment in West Africa, and for that matter, Africa in general. Do you think these concerns about bilateral relations between the Chinese and Africans are justified?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we have had the relations with China for more than 50 years, even during the days of the Cold War. And for us, we are looking for investment both in China, in India, with the U.S., with Europeans. We had relations with the EU for also years, as long as that period as well, and also have relations with the U.S. So what we are looking for is for our partners in all these dimensions, the Chinese, the Indians, the Americans, the Europeans, to support us to develop, because that for us is what is critical. I mean, for example, let me pointedly say, for example, that in this case that we're in China, we're trying to see if we can, there's a $320 million funding request submitted by the government of Ghana for the Trans-West African Highway Network, especially its Eastern Corridor. And then there are also projects of $100 million and another $105 million requests submitted by government of Sierra Leone, like I said, for the implementation of its Makeni, Kamakwe, Fintona, Guinea border road, which is very important because it will link Sierra Leone with its neighbor, Guinea, on that side. And don't forget that will impact not just the movement of people within the context of the ECOWAS of citizens that we're building, but also enable people to trade amongst themselves and open up these countries to investment, open them up to pull the settling down, open them up to greater opportunities that cannot now be handled because of the lack of such critical infrastructure. I did say, for example, that they are constructing a new terminal building complex at Lungi because they want to use that to stimulate tourism. I think it's important. What's important for us is the fact that we are working with our partners in all its shades to address our infrastructure challenges, and that for us is important. So nobody should feel isolated or feel that there's a reason for us to be suspicious about the Chinese. Certainly not. What is important is that we're dealing with our partners because we need their support to be able to develop. Elsewhere in the world, I mean, people have had to rely on the support of partners to develop, and I don't think ours should be different. I don't think there's any basis for that kind of conclusion. That's the way I want to respond.
Now, Sunny, what is in it for the Chinese government, or for that matter, the Chinese private businesses that ECOWAS wants to partner? What is ECOWAS offering for the Chinese involvement to help support infrastructural development on the sub-region?
Yeah, we believe that what we bring to the table is the resources of West Africa. And we believe that we're trying to make it sufficiently interesting for the Chinese private and public sectors to invest. I mean, this is business. So we put it across to them. Like I said, we'll make it sufficiently interesting, and they can see the viability of it and see that they can make profit out of it, and we can also benefit from it. The whole idea is a win-win relationship so that we can develop our resources through their support and, like I said before, the support of other partners, and then they can also see the get value from their investment. That is, for us, that's why we say it's a win-win situation. Since 2008, we've had an MOU with the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade, and it is within this framework that we're having this follow-up discussion that is being led by the President this week, and includes those ministers that I spoke about from Ghana and Sierra Leone. And I think that they will look at it rationally and make an investment decision as to whether it is worth supporting, but we believe they are worth supporting because the resources are there to be explored, and the opportunities are there for the Chinese private and public sectors.